You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
President Biden has invited some of my colleagues today to visit the White House to talk about it. And I think that's a great thing. And here's what I hope my colleagues tell President Biden. I hope to say, look, Mr. President, we appreciate the invitation to come over. The White House cookies are great. We've got some questions, though, because this thing you've proposed has more red flags than the Chinese embassy. Number one, show us a list of the projects. We can keep debating what kind of bill this is, but show us a list of the projects you have in mind. You're asking us to get in the van. Show us the candy first.
Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana. This is April 12th, 2021. Senator Kennedy talking about a meeting involving Republicans and Democrats called to the Oval Office to meet with President Biden to talk about the infrastructure bill. That infrastructure bill, which we're told is all about making things better in our country, reference infrastructure. But what is infrastructure? Progressives are rapidly redefining words. And they should. I mean, they're smarter than you. They know more than you. They can redefine words. They can call them whatever they want. Now, you, if you're looking at the word infrastructure, you might want to go to the dictionary and get a definition. Yep. Not progressives. I don't need no stinking dictionary, Merriam-Webster, or whatever. I could just simply redefine whatever I want. I guess it's some of that excellent schooling some are getting via Zoom or whatever else. No, what they're doing is redefining everything, such as infrastructure in their plan does not deal with our roads and our highways and our bridges and some other basic infrastructure. They include social infrastructure, money for daycare, money for health care, money for senior citizens. A lot of that is valuable. It is certainly worth considering, but don't throw it all into this. Relabel it, name it for what it is. You'll probably get a chance to get it through. Of course, they may ram it through anyway since they have control of the House. And they think they can control the Senate, and they've got the White House. They are, as I've told you previously, they are kids in a candy shop grabbing everything they can while they have all three branches. This $2.25 trillion bill, they continue making lies about it. They're being held accountable, but we're going to get into that later. Also, they may be doing all of this just to take our eyes off the border. Don't look to the south and what's happening at the border. Look over here. Look what we're doing with infrastructure and how we're redefining it. Look here, not at the border, because there's nothing to see at the border. VP Harris, who was given the duty to kind of help get a control on the border in dealing with Central American leaders in the Northern Triangle and Mexico, she still has not gone to the border, and she certainly hasn't even said anything. Not apparently going to either. More violence in Minneapolis. Police shot and killed a man. This is outside Minnesota. I'm sorry, outside Minneapolis. And now the police chief is saying that the unidentified officer meant to reach for a taser, but she grabbed her service weapon and fired one bullet. Well, in the process, that killed a man now identified as Deshaun Wright, 20 years old. He was in the car that then crashed. Police say that they had an outstanding warrant for them, and he wouldn't stand still as they took him into custody, jumped in the car, and drove off. And that's when, at some point, she was grabbing the taser. The family says he was shot before he got back in the car, which really seems more likely because if she was going for the taser, he wouldn't have already been in the car. But whatever happened, they're saying it's an accidental. It doesn't excuse it, doesn't change it. And, of course, violence rocking that city, and they're, of course, waiting to see with the George Floyd trial coming up, 500 National Guardsmen on duty to keep the peace. The Biden Commission plans to study the Supreme Court. Tom Gipping of the Heritage Foundation will join us. And he says, again, this is a rechanged definition. It's not to change the court decisions. That's what they're going to do. They want to change the court decisions, not really improve the court. And I don't know if you caught it over the weekend, but a major event happened, reference the Masters. A Japanese golfer won the Masters, the first major win by a Japanese golfer in history. That's great news. CNN, master of always accusing the rest of us of racism, is guilty of what they did, reference that golfer. And more. We'll explain. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What the Biden administration can do to fix this is enforce the law. Enforce the law that's on the books, like President Trump did. Illegal immigration down between 70-85%, depending on what month you look at. You don't have to spend a penny. Open up the Remain in Mexico program again. Let Border Patrol agents actually enforce the law. Let ICE, the Interior Enforcement Agency, actually enforce the law because they've been decapitated. That's the answer to this crisis. Let the men and women of law enforcement enforce the law on our border.
That sounds reasonable, does it not? Those are the words of former acting ICE Director Tom Holman as he appeared on Fox Business Mornings with Maria. And he said, if you simply step aside and change everything Biden's been doing, if you simply go back to what Trump had in place, you'd put an end to all this crisis at the border. Of course, the Democrats are still not accepting and recognizing it's a crisis. They're not, but yet they are. They're just not going to admit it directly to you. Let me give you some examples of what they are doing, though, that you have to consider. Well, they must think there's something going wrong down there because look at what they're doing. Joe Biden's administration is reportedly, according to the New York Times, begging federal employees from various agencies to take paid leave and go to the border to help provide care for thousands of the unaccompanied alien children, UACs as they're called. That's for the New York Times. So there's no crisis down there. There's no problem. They're not going to admit it. Kamala Harris, given that instruction previously by Biden that she would take over everything going forward, and she did not want it. I would guarantee you she didn't. But then again, maybe it's a plan that's working. I'll come back to that in a moment. But here's what the New York Times said. The desperate plea of the Biden administration sending emails to federal employees asking them to take paid leave to help care for the unaccompanied alien children. The desperate plea landed in the email boxes of employees and government agencies like the Department of Homeland Security and even NASA. Bold print, will you consider taking a four-month paid leave from your job to help care for migrant children in government-run shelters packed with new arrivals at the border? Now, that bold print did not actually appear in the New York Times, but I'm emphasizing that as well. They're asking federal employees from Homeland Security, NASA, and others, take a four-month paid leave, go down to the border, help care for migrant children. There was a briefing memo that went out to administration officials this week, again, according to the New York Times, directing the health department to, quote, identify and deploy all available federal volunteers to support the effort to address the increase of minors. So see, they're acknowledging, yeah, there's an increase, but they just don't see that there's still a crisis. Now, apparently, based on the email that went out and the numbers that were being given now, or at least quoted again, I think, by the New York Times, maybe 2,700 employees across the government said, yeah, I'll go. And so their salaries will then be paid by the health department, I guess, not the division where they're actually employed, like NASA. All of this is to take care of, well, not a crisis. You can't call it a crisis. We've already been told that's not the right word. Which again gets into the fact that the Dems or progressives are constantly relabeling, redefining everything. Everything. Because, as one said, well, we're evolving. Words change. Words change their meaning as we move forward. That is true. We've had numerous words added to the dictionary that were never there 50 years ago. Internet, things of that nature. And the use of some words, junk, might now refer to email as opposed to just trash in your yard or somewhere else. I understand that. You understand. But when you're changing the definition simply for the point of political partisanship basis, that doesn't work. But it does for them. So we have, as of March, 170,000, I'll repeat the number again for you, 170,000 border crossers, including more than 18,600 unaccompanied children, nearly 53,000 family units, nearly 97,000 single adults. And that surge in, oh yes, I use the word surge, I know AOC doesn't like it, so I'll change it. I'll take the word surge out. I'll say the tsunami in illegal immigration under Biden marks a 72% increase in a single month. In a single month, 72% increase. And you're supposed to believe it. That's just normal, routine, comes with the weather, normal patterns of migration. No, it's not. A 72% increase in a single month, and when you compare this last March of 2021 to March 2020, it's a 243% increase. There are reports. Now, this report comes from Breitbart News. They should either get the blame or credit if it's wrong or right. Is reporting 155,000 illegals have successfully crossed into the U.S. since October 2020. And every day since that time, 1,500 got away every day. They were never stopped. They just came across. Now, the ones we have stopped, that have surrendered, are they checking them for COVID? Yeah, maybe. But if they find them with COVID, they don't do anything about it. And, of course, Dr. Fauci's still not going to the border. It's not my job, Mon. And he's still insisting that there's a lot of things, even with the vaccinations, you just can't do. But he's not giving any of his attention to what has to be a super spreader at the border. So, again, the other day when President Biden named Kamala Harris to basically take on an oversight on the immigration issues, that was 19 days ago. 19 days ago, still hasn't held a news conference regarding her duties. Nothing. I mean, nothing. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said yesterday, You know why reporters aren't allowed to visit the migrant facilities? Because the Biden administration does not want the American people to know what's going on. Yesterday, or rather Saturday, NBC News published an article titled "Confusion Clouds the Harris Immigration Role." Well, I think there's more confusion than confusion. I mean, it could be just a total debacle, or maybe there's some genius behind this decision. In fact, that's kind of been proposed by Newt Gingrich as he appeared on Fox and Friends today. He's looking at Kamala Harris being put in charge as to why she got put in charge. And the way he explains it, Biden's plan is working perfectly.
If you look at a piece of history, sometimes the obvious is accurate. They wanted Harris to be in charge of the border because they knew she wouldn't do anything. This is not a mistake. This is why they refused to call it a crisis. They want the border to be open. Go back and look during the presidential primary debates. They all are in favor of open borders. They're all in favor of eliminating ICE. They're all in favor of eliminating any threat to sanctuary cities. So from their perspective, the next 10 or 15,000 people, you know, are good because it further increases the total number of illegal immigrants in the United States, which is what they want.
That's exactly what they want. And, of course, again, in their way to redefine things, if you buy Gingrich's statement, and I think there's a lot of truth in it, the bottom line is, yes, that's what they want. Now, whether or not there was a plan to name Kamala and just have her go silent, whether that was the plan or not, that's what's happened. Actually, some reporters are raising some questions in the White House press conference. One of them asking about, what is she doing? I mean, what is she doing? The NBC story, arguing that the White House has created confusion because it didn't clarify what her specific duties are. And it quoted White House aides, mostly anonymous, who asserted that the focus of the VP is addressing the root causes of migration that exist in the Northern Triangle countries of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, not the border region itself. Well, we know where the border region is as far as our southern border. I think any third grader could point out where the southern border of our nation is. But here comes White House Press Secretary Psaki saying, oh, wait a minute. The Northern Triangle, keep in mind, she doesn't call the border the Northern Triangle, she said, which I'm sure you're aware of, is not the same as a border. Yeah, we know that. You don't need to tell us that. But we know exactly, and you know too, when we say, why isn't she at the border? Why is she checked? She hasn't gone to the Northern Triangle either, so you want to explain that one. Supposedly, again, according to this NBC story, supposedly, White House aides are saying Harris has been focused on researching migration issues and holding conversation with Latin American officials in behind-the-scenes work rather than addressing the issue publicly. I don't buy that one moment. That woman would never do anything that she couldn't stand up and take credit for. You think she's really making all these calls and on the office phone and not really sharing with anyone what she's doing? One unnamed official, again, for the NBC story, insisted the topic of migration is a priority for her. A priority in what way? Priority in just letting it go and let it fester and let it grow and accelerate and yet still not do anything about it? And then, of course, part of the problem, I should say, part of what they want to do, and they blame Trump, saying Trump is to blame. Well, of course you're going to blame Trump. Trump is to blame because he took money away from the Central American countries in the Northern Triangle. That's what Pelosi said. And Trump said, she's right. I did because it wasn't getting the people it needed to, and they weren't stopping anything. Well, now, of course, the Biden administration says dump more U.S. dollars into the Central Triangle, into those countries. Does that sound like that would have some value, that it would work? Well, former acting ICE director Tom Holman says, not likely.
As far as sending payments to Central Americans not to come, that's the single most dumb idea I've heard in my entire career. You're going to send money down there, so what, not what we're going to do. They're going to turn around, take that cash, and hire an alien smuggler to get them to the United States. So now we're actually going to finance the criminal conspiracy from here down there. Taxpayer money, U.S. taxpayers' money being given to them to hire an alien smuggler. And let's say they don't hire an alien smuggler. At what point is this just all foolishness? Why don't we start paying U.S. citizens money so they don't break the law? This is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I agree fully with him. By the way, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, notes that the homeless vets in New York, all this 200,000 illegal aliens that are soon going to get one-time payments, 15,600, that's what they're pushing for, and Governor Andrew Cuomo and state Democrats taking $2.1 billion taxpayer funding from New York citizens and providing unemployment benefits and checks to about 187,000 illegals. Senator Tom Cotton says, and not one of those checks goes to a homeless vet on our streets. That tells you everything, doesn't it? And don't forget, the other day, the Department of Homeland Security erased a report detailing illegal aliens on the Federal Bureau of Investigation terrorist watch and a no-fly list that they were caught coming across the border. It was reported, and then it was wiped clean, as if we should forget it. And I still ask how many got across they didn't catch. Oh, by the way, Biden did do something. He did do something. He tapped the Tucson, Arizona police chief, Chris Magnus, to head up the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Magnus, currently the chief of police for the city of Tucson. He obviously should have experience in addressing immigration issues, but will he actually be able to carry out what he thinks should be done? And then, of course, we have more violence in Minnesota. We'll explain why and what might happen next. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Well, violence over the night. Some two dozen businesses looted early Monday morning after the death of a 20-year-old, Dante Wright, shot by police over the weekend in Brooklyn Center, just outside Minneapolis. It was a black man shot by police officers. And that was the first response. I'm telling you, whether or not, whatever the facts would prove, you got to explain to me that destroying and looting and burning, what that has to do with bringing you justice. It doesn't. I don't know in this case if they actually did it to black-owned businesses, but they have in the past. And the word coming out now from the police chief in Brooklyn Center is that body cam footage shows the officer shooting the 20-year-old. And according to the police chief, it was an accidental discharge. They did have a warrant for the man trying to get him to stop, according to police, and then he was resisting. And then the officer, the female officer, said she was planning, she intended to pull her taser, but instead pulled her pistol, fired one shot. And Dottie Wright got back in his car either before the shooting or is in the process of it or in some fashion, and it ran down the street before it crashed, and he was dead. There was another person in the car. They were not hurt. Now, obviously, that officer is going to be subjected to intense inquiry as to training. That's the first step. But you can't rush to judgments on these. And a perfect example is what's going on right now with George Floyd. I've said repeatedly, when you see the pictures of the officer with his knee in the back of the neck of George Floyd, we're told for 9+ minutes, that's wrong. That was excessive. I agree with that. But of course, that's the problem with we're so far away. I'm relying on what we've been seeing. And video being shown in the court shows he was not that way for all that 9 minutes. But he had his knee primarily on the shoulder most of the time. Now, again, I'm not making a ruling on it. But that's what the jury is hearing. That and, of course, the outcome that he did have drugs in his system. And all of those could also cause problems with heart and everything else. The concern is, if the jury comes back and acquits the police officer, it's going to be all kinds of hell. It won't make any difference what the fact is, what the truth is, what real justice is. the officer could still be held accountable on some charges, but the way we originally got it, and I had to admit that I accepted, unfortunately, looking at the video, I thought, okay, if he's had his knee on his back of his neck like that all that time, yeah, that could be to blame. But since then, there's been video produced from other sources showing the officer's knee sometimes on his back of his shoulder. And even the prosecution had to admit that it wasn't always on the back of his neck. What we do have, again, is the situation, this rush to judgment that is not good for anyone. And with the shooting that happened with this 20-year-old shot over the weekend in Brooklyn Center, the first response from the governor, a Democrat in Minnesota, said, "I'm closely monitoring the situation, praying for Duante Wright's family as our state mourns another life of a black man taken by law enforcement." That's what he put on the Twitter. Minnesota GOP said, "You're perpetuating a narrative of an unknown situation." Well, it's not totally unknown. Obviously, a black man was killed by law enforcement. How and why becomes the next issue. All right, there'll be more coming on that, obviously, over the next few days. Now, Dr. Fauci, is it safe to travel yet? Oh, not so fast, my friend.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around under 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER. Or you can check their website, rottler.com. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Eating and drinking indoors in restaurants and bars, is that okay now?
No, it's still not okay for the simple reason that the level of infection, the dynamics of infection in the community are still really disturbingly high. Like just yesterday, there were close to 80,000 new infections. And we've been hanging around 60, 70, 75,000. So if you're not vaccinated, please get vaccinated as soon as vaccine becomes available to you. And if you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations, particularly indoors where people are not wearing masks. And for the time being, until we show definitively that a person who's vaccinated does not get this subclinical infection and can spread to others, you should also continue to wear a mask for the time being.
Are you confused? Are you totally lost? What worked, what doesn't work? That's Dr. Anthony Fauci being questioned on an MSNBC program. Is it okay? Is it okay to go? No, no, not yet, not yet. Again, the question was, what's the message to vaccinated and unvaccinated Americans as to what they should and should not be doing right now? For example, eating, drinking indoors in restaurants and bars, is that okay now? Dr. Fauci, it's still not okay. A lot of the public's absolutely confused at this point and fearful. I know many that are that are genuinely, and I would never tell anyone to dismiss that, but at the same time, I've always said you need to do what you think is best for you and your family. Some have decided, I'm tired of this nonsense. They continue to just push story after story. There's no, they say believe in the science, and yet then they turn around and change the science where it fits their scheme. I played for you previously, March 8th last year. On 60 Minutes, Fauci saying, mask isn't really going to do you any good. It might stop a droplet, but it's not really going to do you any good. We have to get vaccines. So then we get vaccines. Warp speed, Trump put them through, and we get vaccines. Of course, a lot of people didn't want to take them then because, well, Trump had something to do with it, so they didn't do it. And now some folks don't want to do it, and those who have had some side effects that were a little bit more than just routine. I've shared with you that I was really not intending on getting a vaccine. I don't claim that I'm bulletproof. I just think there may be others that need it more than me. But then with the death of a very close relative, one of my daughters insisted that I do it. I might had to make a promise to them. So I did. I took the first shot. I want to say now about maybe 2 weeks ago, I think the second one coming up maybe another week and a half or something like that. It's the Moderna. And lately there have been more stories coming out about adverse reactions involving Moderna. For some on the first shot, sore arm, fatigue, everything else like that. I had nothing that seemed to change for me. But then they also say it gets worse with the second shot. So I'll have to wait and see. Maybe you've had both and you're fine. Or maybe you got a little sick. I talked to some the other day that, yeah, I was sick as a dog, but it didn't last long. I got over it, and that was only after getting a vaccination. And, of course, the other thing to keep in mind, we've got the various strains coming forward, so how good is a vaccine going to be anyway? And the other point being, it's not really going to necessarily keep you from getting it. It's just going to reduce it possibility and reduce the harm it might cause you. I mean, you can make any case for any story right now and put it under the label science, and I think it'll be accepted. Of course, the same scientists who want to say, look at the science, refuse to accept the simple fact that a heartbeat in science would indicate life, as in before an abortion. All right, I'll save that for another day. Let's focus on what we've got here in front of us. If you've got Fauci again saying it's still not okay, you've gotten a vaccine, but you still can't do it, at what point? Even if you've been buying and listening and you think, okay, I'm going to go with this, and now he says that, how much deeper, how much more concern, how much more lockdown do you want to put yourself through and your family? The close relative I was telling you about that passed away about now a week and a half ago maybe, it's good health. 10, 12 years younger than me. Now, they did find as he first came down with COVID, they'd had diabetes, had been undiagnosed, so I don't know if that added to it. Over the weekend, a relative of his that he was very close friends with, I don't think they'd had contact prior to that, had been in the hospital for 2 to 3 weeks with COVID himself, and he passed away. Again, contemporary, around same age, 60, somewhere in that range. And the wife of the first relative I was telling you about, she's now questioning, well, what if they'd kept him in the hospital as they did the other? Maybe my husband would have had a better chance, but they were treating him, said, okay, you're good, you can go home. He had to come back, go home, come back, and then didn't come home again. I feel and understand your concern and confusion, especially when it comes to your loved ones. And the reactions involving the vaccinations as to how effective they are or are not, much less the side effects. They actually stopped some of the vaccinations in, I believe it was New Jersey the other day, because they thought they had a problem, and then they checked everything out and they continued. Apparently everything was better after that. But when Dr. Fauci again yesterday being interviewed by MSNBC and asked, is it okay now? I said, no, it's still not okay. I'm looking at a piece written for the Federalist that points out, the headline says it all. Americans will never vaccinate. Americans will never vaccinate if Fauci's retort to normalcy is always, no, it's still not okay. That's probably true. There was a report that came out over the weekend that 40% of U.S. Marines in our forces refused the vaccination. An estimated 40%. Now, the question is why? Some did because they're young, they're healthy, and they didn't think I need a vaccine, so maybe others will, and I'm fine. Maybe that's it. Maybe they just think it's not going to do any good, or maybe they think it's going to cause more harm. Again, they have that option. And that's probably going to be the same for some businesses and so forth, but some, as we know, have been talking about it, you're going to need a vaccine passport to go anywhere. And maybe a company's going to insist you have a vaccine if you're going to work for them. Or we can't get to the point where you insist all military have to have the vaccine. Now, obviously, if they're being sent to a zone of high malaria, things of that nature, typhoid fever, obviously all of our troops have to be given shots and or pills for that. Some have refused in the past. They've been fine. Some have not been so fine. But if Dr. Fauci's response is always going to be, we have to worry about community spread, why is he not dealing with a super spreader at the border? That has to be bigger. It is bigger. Let me put it that way. It's not has to be. It is bigger than any concern about a group full of folks at a baseball game inside a stadium. The sheer numbers tell you that. And the fact that we're not really checking them. If we do, they find the positive. We don't really do much about it. We don't have the separation for them. And in fact, we put them on buses and our planes, send them elsewhere across the country. So if they really want to see folks get vaccinated, then you got to start saying that this will do everything. Well, I understand if they can't say it did, but Fauci and the followers, as pointed out in this article, can preach vaccine efficacy all they want and shame the vaccine hesitant for dragging their feet. But as long as the answer to every question about getting back to normal remains, no, it's still not okay, even after you're vaccinated, don't expect healthy and restriction-weary Americans to rush to the nearest distribution center. The final line in that article, if Fauci really wants Americans to get a COVID shot, he should stop telling them it's pointless. That seems to make sense, does it not? And again, show me you're really concerned about super spreaders by dealing with the border. What do you mean it's not your job? Your job is to make America safe. Either that is part of it or it's not. By the way, CNN forced to issue an embarrassing correction Sunday. They falsely informed readers the risk of vaccinated individuals becoming infected with coronavirus on an airplane significantly higher than it actually is. The report titled How to Fly Safely in a Year into the Pandemic. And their data was way over the top. Way over the top. Talking about how much spread we could have on an airplane. The response from one of the pros experts said, no, 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 no. You have misinterpreted. But quickly CNN realized, okay, we did make a mistake and corrected it. And said the probability of becoming infected with COVID-19 aboard airplanes is much lower than we originally stated. But they'd done their job. They'd scared a lot of people up to that point. Then we got this teacher in California that got caught on camera berating students because they want to go, and the parents, because they want to go back to class, quit the Zoom teaching. And also a story of a police officer who paid a price and no one seems to be protesting and marching in his behalf. Stand by, please.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel.
So lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'm not going to play the audio for you because it just doesn't transmit well via radio, and even on TV you need Chiron's explanation under is what you're hearing. It's a California high school teacher calling camera, berating students for parents collectively pushing to end remote learning, get their kids back in classroom full time. This is a San Marcos high school teacher raising her voice several times at seniors, I'm talking about high school seniors, during a virtual lesson over Zoom. She teaches English, and apparently she was referring to a lawsuit launched by a coalition of parents against Governor Newsom and six North County school districts, North Country, I should say, school districts, seeking eased COVID restrictions and get back into the classroom. Local unions are saying, no, not safe enough yet. We're not going to. Well, this teacher kind of went ballistic. If your parent wants to talk to me about their profession and their opinion of their profession, I'd love to hear that. However, if your parent wants to come talk to me about how I'm not doing a good enough job and distance learning based on what you need as an individual, just dare them to come at me because I'm so sick to my stomach of parents trying to tell educators how to do their job. That was what she said, and I said it a lot cleaner and that you'd hear it easier than listening to the audio. A mother of a student of that teacher had actually recorded this some time ago, but tried to get something done about it with the school district, and nothing was done, and was not saying anything about it. Finally, she just said, I guess I'm going to have to make it public. And she said, now I regret I didn't say it long earlier, that I didn't stand up for these kids sooner. There are reports that that same teacher had been fired from another school because of the way she actually handled in-person teaching. I don't know facts on that one. I could care less. It's just that she just went ballistic because parents are saying, I want my kids back in school. We were talking earlier about the shooting in Minneapolis, outside Minneapolis. The investigation is still underway. It sounds like the police officer reaching what she said, I was reaching for the taser, but I pulled the pistol and fired a shot. Well, whatever the explanation is, it's going to need a full inquiry, and it raises questions about training. And if you continue to defund police, you're going to have to cut training. You're also going to have race through training, and you're going to get some applicants who just might not be that good. That raises the question, who wants to put on a badge nowadays? Not only for being constantly berated and attacked, but putting your life on the line. Officers, regardless of their color, regardless of their religion, regardless of their gender, on the street on a constant basis are facing any day a chance they might not go home, and their families know that. Do officers make mistakes, as apparently we're being told happened in this most recent shooting in Minneapolis? Yep. Do officers maybe go too far, as what we were originally seeing with the George Floyd case? Yep. Do officers just sometimes, they're cowboys and they shouldn't be on the force? Absolutely. But that, if you're going to make an indictment against every officer on those cases, then you'd have to indict anyone of any particular race or person or age you want simply because, well, that's what they do on the other side. And it's not true. You can't do that. Now, there's a tragedy that happened in New Mexico a couple months ago. Video just being released. I'll put it up on my Facebook, Larry Connors USA Facebook, later today. It's graphic, but you're not going to see the whole thing. It's a New Mexico police officer trying to make a stop on a guy that was known to have a violent criminal history. But apparently the officer didn't really know at that point. The officer is making the stop on the highway, just him. He walks up to the right side of the vehicle. It's a pickup. Standing, talking through the passenger window to the driver, saying, I need you to step outside, so forth and so on. It goes on for a bit of time, and then the guy said, all right. So he opens his door and goes to get out, starts walking to the back of the pickup. The officer's walking to the back. Well, the guy, in the process of getting out, pulls out an AR-15-style rifle. And as they get around the back, he raises it, points it right at the officer, and fires. The officer fell to the ground, and The guy continued firing several more shots, including one point blank range to the back of the head. And then he got in the vehicle and raced away, leaving the body beside the roadway. Within a minute, a Homeland Security Investigations agent arrived and notified we got an officer down. A 40-mile chase took place. They eventually stopped the driver by blowing out his tires with tire deflation devices. But even before it came to a stop, bystander video shows him coming out with a pistol opening fire on officers. They returned fire and killed him. That officer walked up to that vehicle, and it proves again there is no such thing as a routine traffic stop. He never pulled his pistol, didn't aim at the, just simply said, get out of the vehicle, come on, meet me. So they walked around the back, and suddenly the guy, doesn't make any difference what weapon he had. He had a weapon on the officer, and the officer had no chance. He leaves behind three small children, and they were expecting a fourth this year. Like I say, I'll be putting that up on Larry Connors USA Facebook later today. Coming up in the next hour, how the Dems continue and progressives continue to redefine everything. Everything. Next hour.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.